Good afternoon. Police have seized 331 kilograms of heroin worth an estimated 120 million euros in one of Spain's biggest ever drug hauls. The Interior Minister, Juan Ignacio Zoido, told a news conference this morning that the bulk of the high-purity heroin was found hidden in a shipment of cement that arrived at the port of Barcelona from Turkey. The rest was found in the homes of four suspects arrested as part of the operation and during a botched transaction they tried to carry out. The four, a Spaniard, an Ecuadorian and two Dominicans, have been charged with drug trafficking, membership of a criminal organisation and illegal possession of weapons. It was one of the biggest seizures of heroin ever carried out in Spain in a single intervention, the Interior Ministry said in a statement. The amount of heroin that was seized in this operation surpasses the 253 kilograms of the drug that was apprehended during all of last year by Spain's various police forces. Staff who provide security services at Madrid's Adolfo Suarez Barajas Airport voted earlier to carry out sporadic strike action planned from December the 22nd to January the 8th. Security staff had called off the initial wave of strikes, which had been due to start on November the 28th and end on December the 11th, but in yesterday's meeting they decided to go ahead with the second wave of the strike action. A total of 35 people were injured too seriously following a train crash yesterday. The accident occurred on a 6-kilometre stretch of track which had been closed because of flooding following heavy rainfall and reopened less than an hour before the accident. The president of the regional government, Susana Diaz, asked rail company Adif to explain why the line had been reopened. Five people have been arrested in Sevilla for scamming holidaymakers online. The group allegedly conned their victims out of around 7,000 euros by promising holiday rentals in properties in Malaga, Cadiz and Huelva. They're said to have used an internet shopping site to get in contact with holidaymakers before charging them 200 euros for a bogus reservation. A total of 28 complaints were made against the group. Last month, another internet scam tricked 190 people in Malaga. An advert promising fake grape harvesting jobs in France was posted, asking prospective applicants for 85 euros towards the cost of travel to France. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.